This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hello, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's looking pretty nice out there. Maybe a little on the foggy side here in San Francisco, but a decent wetness day.
Hump day!
That's right. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow our Facebook page. You'll find info on videos and stories we've reported. While you're there, you can actually check out our recent happy hour with B-Hale and Nikki, our old, she was an intern and then she was an employee. And then she left. And now she lives with Beefcake. What?
And she's in love.
Oh, she's so in love.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them.
Sad for V. Hale, though, man. She was bummed when she heard it. She was on the happy hour, too. So.
Yeah.
She should get okay with it.
Yep. No, no. She
My brother loves being single.
You know, they might actually be
They
a
might
bad.
Work.
They're not.
They
no.
Might. They
she,
don't live
you know
far
what?
From each
she
other.
Has shown... The
that
way
she's
she lives,
to do stuff.
No, she has shown that she is rigid about where things are supposed to be, how her house is supposed to look. Uh-huh. That's the whole point I was trying to explain to you.
Well, they could have two houses and just meet somewhere in the desert to hook up.
You know
and
what?
Head back to home.
I don't want to speak badly of women or of my brother, but he has. I think he's thrown in the towel. He hasn't met anyone who can't just leave him be.
Yeah. And just come when he wants her for sex. I get it. It's true.
And he's his own deal, man. You know, the last time he came to visit, he was coming to pick up my mom stayed here for a month. He was coming up to drive her home.
Right. Because she has to drive because of the dog.
Because there's a whole thing. So he's coming to help, but he wants to see his nieces in the process. He misses his flight. So I was supposed to pick him up. I get a text that says, your brother missed his flight. You're going to have to get him up later. I have to go all the way home. And then go back and get him later because it was all sort of set up
yes,
so I could get him on the way home from
right.
work. So then I go to get him and I can't believe this flight. So I'm like, well, yeah, you know, it sucks. People miss flights. Well, actually, and I go, oh, this'll be, I'm already like, oh, this should be some real, you know, bleep word. And he goes, it's crazy. I found this Mini Cooper in somewhere in the Bay Area.
Oh, nice.
A Mini Cooper truck from the 70s.
Oh.
Oh.
It's this tiny little...
See a picture of that.
Hot Wheels pickup.
Okay.
He goes, oh, I was waiting for the flight, and I look at it. I don't know what he's looking at.
He's at the airport, and he's...
Looking at cars, connects with the guy. Hey, this thing looks pretty good. Him and the guy are exchanging texts as the plane leaves. So he's like... I looked up and went, oh, no. And I'm like, you mother. There, that's what
that
he bought.
So he did buy it.
So he misses his flight, makes his next flight. He's still texting with the guy somewhere here in the Bay Area while we're driving home. I'm still in contact. I've made him some offers. I'm going to whittle him down. And I'm like, oh, my God. A girl would not put up with that. A lady would say... We have 50 cars in the garage already.
I want one of these.
It's cute, right?
Yeah, it's neat. Really, it's such a dark, you know, I love it. It's because it is like a little matchbox car. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. I don't really want it, but I want it.
Yeah, well, he
want
bought
it, he got it. You bought it. So you're telling me if I break up with John and go, John, try and make a play for Keith, I get to drive around in this little Hummer.
You get to drive around in a tricked out
totally
Mini Cooper
That'll
truck.
Be perfect for the garage here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh mm-hmm. my God! It would. Mm-hmm. It's so tiny. It's so little.
So then he, of course, makes the visit, makes the drive home, and the very next weekend comes back with a trailer and buys the Mini Cooper Man. Truck and drives it home.
He's my hero.
He came back with a trailer, as in I'm putting it on a trailer.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
He didn't just drive it home.
No.
Does it drive?
Yeah.
Just not that far.
I don't know. Why are you asking? I'm just trying to tell you the story that is.
Yeah, the car.
He's not going to. No girl's going to put up with that crap. No one is going to.
If I were a girl, I'd put up with it.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, hey, another Mini Cooper?
Yes.
Right, another Mini Cooper. That's great.
Another motorcycle? All right.
It's good. Did you get one? Did you get that for me? Because it's so cute.
I mean, honestly, I think any person in their right mind would go, how's our 401k looking? Made any contributions to that
totally
lately?
Fine. Like,
these investments.
Well, the thing about Keith, though, is he does like rehab these cars, and I bet they are worth more.
I'm not against him doing it. I'm saying that's why he doesn't date. We should move on. What's in the trash?
Oh,
where's your
we
tag?
We haven't even started that.
You're right.
I think I did it.
I blew it. I just took up 5 minutes.
Great.
It's all right.
That was awesome.
So stupid.
Oh, because we were talking about V-Hale and maybe being able to.
Yeah, they won't. Even V-Hale would say, what the are you doing with another car?
What the hell are you doing with
another
car?
After what I did to you last Friday night?
Or for you?
For you. Whatever.
Two and four.
Yeah. All the stuff.
Tonight on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. The series premiere of I Am Groot.
Oh, I'll watch that.
It is a collection of 5 original shorts, and they all feature Baby Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. We do have a trailer for that. We'll put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but I wanted to mention it because you people with kids, that's... I mean, I actually, though, Guardians of the Galaxy isn't a kid's thing.
No.
I'm sure the Groot things are very gentle and
as
sweet.
Cute as could be, though.
He really is.
Groot Baby or whatever.
I am Groot.
Baby Groot.
Okay. The Houston Chronicle... did a story about Chip and Joanna Gaines ruining Waco.
Chip and JoJo ruined Waco.
Chip and JoJo have...
It wasn't David Koresh. It was Chip and JoJo.
Well, I'll tell you something. Chip and Joanna Gaines fixed Waco first. First they fixed it.
Did I get that name right? Was it David Koresh?
It was David Koresh.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nice pool.
Don't give me 5. Give me.
I gave you a gentle 5.
$50, Sarah.
PayPal me.
No. Jesus.
Come on.
If I paid him he wouldn't have to work anymore.
Do you even know what the David never mind.
Yeah.
Go on.
That cult leader or something like that?
Yeah, he was a cult leader, and then he holed up in his compound in Waco. That was the only time I'd ever heard of Waco, Texas. And then I see this show, this, you know, Fixer Upper,
mm-hmm.
and it's set in Waco. I'm like, who would ever live there? That place looked
well. Chip and
like
JoJo fixed it up.
Desert.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they fixed it all up.
But it's not. It's beautiful. It's actually, you know, big trees and rolling lawns, and I mean there's some dirty open space.
In Magnolia. Come on. There's a water tower. Hello.
I know. So they took that over, and they've made it offices and all kinds of outbuildings. They have a little B&B there, and a big store, retail store. And it's a huge tourist attraction. A huge tourist attraction.
So, I know people who've gone.
I would go. I'd go check it out. I think she's amazing. I watch her cooking show, too.
I think she's pretty, too.
Oh, she has a cooking show?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'd love it. And she built this kitchen in this, like, brick. I mean, it's...
I'd love it.
You would love it.
All right.
It's because I don't even look at what she's making. I
Does
just
she
look
cook
at the
escargots
the kitchen.
And all kind of
I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Mostly she'll make like everything in a meal, like, and she tries to make it easy. I've been like, I could do that. But then also I just look at the, I mean, it's like this old stone building. It's so beautiful. Anyway, blah blah blah. So Chip and Joanna Gaines, they are rehabbers. That's, you know, whether she's a designer and he's a construction guy, mm-hmm. and they get a show and they start doing these, they take these the houses, when they first started this show, they would buy something for like $13,000. Or they would have, you know, the person would pick the 13th. Well, here's what we could do with it with your budget mm-hmm. of $125,000. And now the house is just amazing. And we, you know, she popularized this whole modern farmhouse thing that now every house looks like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they put Waco, Texas back on the map in a good way. But now they're being accused of ruining the town, forcing out longtime residents.
That's always the way.
I know. Because
it is always the way.
People are coming from everywhere and trying to buy these houses. It's all driving up property values. It's driving up property taxes to the point where some people who live there can't live there anymore. They can't afford to live there. And a lot of renters are being pushed out too because people want to come to Texas. So they want to come to Waco and they want to stay in an Airbnb. And so people with apartments don't rent them to people anymore. They only Airbnb them because they can make more money. They rent it twice a month and they...
Does that sound familiar, Bay Area? Because that's exactly what's happening here.
So landlords are catering to tourists, and some landlords are being forced to raise rents because their property taxes have gone up. The average household income in Waco, about $40,000. And more than 25% of the population there lives below the poverty line. So the Chronicle is saying, okay, it's, you know, it's great. Like towns, you know, becoming, it's absolutely, what is it, gentrifying. It's everyone mm-hmm. who wants to live there can't live there. The people who do live there can't live there anymore. And the people were, it's still reasonable prices compared to here. I mean, you could still get five times the house in Waco, Texas than you can here for the same money. So Fixer Upper, 2013 it started, and almost 10 years later, the Houston Chronicle did a whole thing on how they've ruined everything.
Well, and I hear that, and I believe that too. But I also would bet another writer could spin that the exact opposite way. This was podunk, and they've absolutely, like, sure,
revitalized it.
I understand someone would say they've priced me out. But for a homeowner who owns the home there and property values are going up, mm-hmm. how's that bad?
Well, if I don't know what their tax laws are, but maybe they were barely hanging on to that house, and now they can't afford it. Because the taxes have gone up. I mean, the taxes are.
Yeah, I don't. I believe me. I've heard this argument everywhere, including in Santa Cruz.
Right. People are like, "This is great. Let's move here."
And the Silicon Valley tech money.
Yep.
Comes over the hill and buys up stuff where someone who grew up there goes, "I can't even rent here anymore."
Nope.
And I'm a third generation Santa
and
Cruz.
Any place cool. The Airbnb business is out of control. Like, and there are limits to it in a lot of places. Like, mm-hmm. I'd love to Airbnb my house once in a while, and you can't do it. You have to go jump through hoops and get.
As a former president of an HOA, you know this, Sarah. Mm. We absolutely put in place. We can't have every person Airbnb their place here,
nope.
or whatever it's called, Airbnb.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. To get that mixed up with bed and bath every time. Anyway.
A lot of places will have like 90-day minimum rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if it's a big apartment complex, sometimes it's, you know, it's you can only rent it once every 30 days. Or
yeah, that's exactly like that. What you have to put in place to right. make sure that someone's not just revolving door next door
because
to someone who lives there.
You could Airbnb your place.
I could.
That would be a hot little...
That would.
Probably make a
I have had my friend Peter...
Peter Cook of Lighthouse Realty.
Yeah.
Damn.
He goes, you could pay that thing off in 2 years if we just, and I'm not going to do that.
No. Well, you can't. You and the
Well,
rest
I could
of the board.
Be one of the ones that, well, and
oh,
you know
are
what?
There people who
and
are
believe me,
it?
Let me just say, I know this to be fact because I've watched it happen. Plenty of people on HOAs get on the HOA so they can make rules that benefit themselves.
Right.
So
that's what HOAs are.
I didn't do that, but that was something
right.
that plenty of people, they might be doing it behind my back now that I'm off the I'm off the board.
Next thing you know.
I served my time. Needed a break.
The ex-president.
The ex-president.
Were you the president?
Right. I did all the different things. In fact, it was funny when they go, president needs to sign the paperwork, and all three of us would look at each other. Who's the?
Oh my God, hilarious. Which one of us? Is there a secretary who's keeping the notes on this?
Small stuff.
I might be the secretary. Anyway, Chip and Joanna Gaines are ruining everything. But also, they're amazing.
They also made it happen.
Fixer Upper is a cult, says 530.
Yeah.
What?
It is a cult.
What do you mean?
She thinks she's a chef and didn't even go to culinary school?
Yeah.
Her recipes are unoriginal and basic. People keep drinking their Kool-Aid.
Oh.
They sure do. I love that cooking show. It's fun.
But did Martha Stewart go to culinary school?
I have no idea, truthfully. Some people could just cook.
Yeah.
And also, some people can just get a good recipe from somebody
mm-hmm.
and just go, oh, yeah, here's the thing I serve to my family.
Paris can't do any of it, and she still has a cookie show.
Well, her angle's comedy, right?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I don't think she knows it's comedy, but it is a funny show. I don't think it's on anymore, right?
I don't think
so. Was it Cooking with Paris? What was that?
She knows. She has to know.
Yeah. I mean, she did wear a jacket with, like, foot and a half long fringe.
That was, yeah.
Dragged it.
That's a bit.
That's so good.
Cooking with Paris, yep.
Parents, now, I'm going to read you this story, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
I have feelings on it, and I'm sure you will, too. Mindy Kaling. The Mindy Project, mm-hmm. and she's a writer and an actor. And,
mm-hmm.
She is 43 years old, and while no one was looking, she went and had a couple kids. And she won't say who the father is. She's got a four-year-old.
Did she carry them, or did she have a surrogate?
I think she carried them. I'm not sure. I don't even remember knowing that she was pregnant. I was reading this story this morning. I went, oh, I didn't know she had any kids. So her daughter Catherine is 4. Her son Spencer is almost 2.
Mm-hmm,
she's 43, and she waited until she felt ready. She thinks that all women should do the same with their parents' help. She says, I wish every 19-year-old girl would come home from college, and that gift, instead of buying them jewelry or a vacation or whatever, is that their parents would take them to freeze their eggs. They could do that once and have all these eggs for them, for their futures, to focus in your 20s and 30s on your career, and yes, focus on love, but to know that when you're emotionally ready, and even if you don't have a partner, you can still have children.
Mm.
It allows you to not have that air of desperation and the tick, tick, ticking of the biological clock. Mindy won't say who fathered her kids. She is not bothered by the constant rumors that it was her Office co-star BJ Novak. She says, if that's what is going to be titillating to people, I'll take it. I think that this is a great idea, and I think it does free your kid up. If a parent can afford to do that for a kid, maybe offer it.
It's expensive. And Mindy Kaling is someone with enough money that she can get all the help she needs.
Yep.
So this sounds idyllic, really.
Yep.
Except that not everyone is going to make millions of dollars in the television business.
No, that is true. But you may be stuck doing some menial job that you never get ahead from because you wound up having kids in your 20s or I get that this is definitely a rich person's or a doing very well person's option, and it's not an option for everybody. But if it is an option, I actually think what you might spend, I don't know how much it costs to actually harvest the eggs, and then the storage is another thing.
Yeah.
But,
I know someone who did it, and she did it, and I don't know that there, well, I do know there are no kids yet from that storage.
How old is she?
Well, I'm going to say she's mid-40s now, so I don't know that they're ever going to get used. I don't know that that's in the cards. The pandemic really, I've said this many times, everybody has their own special way. The pandemic gave it to them.
Yep.
And for someone in that age range where they're like, I really should be out dating since I want to have a partner and I want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic hits in critical years. They're in the back end of your 30s. It's tough.
Yep. Yeah. And this friend of yours, if she really was feeling like, I mean, maybe it takes the pressure off and then you're thinking, you know, everything's all right. I'll be a good aunt.
I think that, you know, we have a tendency to want all the stuff. And this isn't women, men, this is humans. We want everything. And you don't always need everything.
Right.
Sometimes
you don't always get everything. And it doesn't mean you failed.
Right. A very full life with friendship and with a career. And with the family that you've got, and you're good.
Yep. And other people long for children, and they do what they have to do to get them.
Yeah,
sometimes they don't. Anyway, I loved what Mindy Kaling had to say here, and I think it's certainly food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe.
She did carry her kids.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, carry them?
Yeah.
But we don't know who the father is.
We do not know.
Let's find out. Maybe we could do that.
Do what?
Well, like, you know, give away free egg storage for somebody.
Lindsay, there's a nice sales lead for you. There's got to be an egg storage place around here that, you know.
There's probably lots of business professionals who would go, I don't know, the first place to begin that
right.
that quest.
Right.
wonder if they came in and did some advertising and gave away a free storage locker.
Yeah. I think we should get a cut of whatever money comes in from the fertility clinic that that
what? From out. Us yeah. giving away yeah. eggs?
Is that a commission?
You know,
a commission situation.
You
for
have
us?
To like clear through legal just to give away tickets. You have to give away human babies?
No, we're not giving anything away. They're going to go ahead and store those things for people.
That'd be fun, right?
It would be. Lindsay,
oh, give away storage. Yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah, yeah, that's doable.
They'll harvest your eggs.
I'm saying as if I know. I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm
Does
saying.
Do any of us know? We're really talking out.
It would truly be interesting to hear someone come in and say, yeah, it's actually not as expensive as you think, or.
No, or, it's expensive. My sister is.
You think
expensive.
It's six
oh,
figures?
Your sister harvested.
I probably shouldn't say anything. But yeah, people oh. I'm close to have
figures?
Looked into. No, not six figures, but five figures. And that's a lot. Not everybody has that kind of money.
Like 30 grand?
Yeah, well, I think the combination of harvesting and then storage yeah. and then when you want to implement the
yes.
process,
yeah.
that's a whole other
that's
thing.
That's a whole other expense.
So I think that it's very expensive. They know. I've talked to them, but I don't know all the numbers, but I know it's a loan.
Can you get their receipt and bring it in for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, bring that in.
See that.
I'll post to Instagram later today.
Yeah, can you do that?
Hey, in case you haven't heard the news, Brent's having another baby girl.
Mm.
I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know that everyone's...
Having my baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank employees are getting a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association Tour de Cure. And so can you. Normally, the event is held in October, but Fremont Bank is hosting an early fundraising event in August. Find out how you can join a team, participate virtually, or donate by visiting donations.diabetes.org.
Nice.
Fremont Bank, everyone. I begin here with a quick couple fast facts that are fun.
Fast facts. Oh, I love it. Started with the fast facts. Oh.
They're apparently rebooting the 1988 classic Working Girl.
Oh, I've heard about this.
But did you know NBC tried it as a TV show back in 1990?
I didn't.
It only lasted 12 episodes, and it starred an unknown actress named?
I don't know.
Sandra Bullock.
How funny.
Sandra's only notable credit before that was an 89 TV movie called Bionic Showdown. The
oh.
$6 million man and the bionic woman.
Was she the bionic woman?
No.
Oh, she was just...
That was Lindsay Wagner. She would have just had to have played a part in it, right?
Yeah, just like the friend, the bionic woman's friend.
Did I just get Lindsay Wagner right? I think I did.
Oh, she was.
I'm tired of you giving me five. I want money.
I'm giving you tender hand touches. That was a gentle... It was a tender touch.
There are more KFC... Oh, wait. Let me read this other part.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is about Sandra Bullock.
Uh-huh.
They say here, an amusing side note, in 1990, the Post reported that Sandra was their second choice. This movie, this TV show, Working Girl version, back in 1990, was supposed to star Nancy McKeon, Joe from the Facts of Life.
Sure.
But she backed out because she could tell it was going to be a stinker. In their review, the Post wrote, "She's been replaced by a nondescript woman called Sandra Bullock, who's perfectly nice and about as memorable as your average bus ride."
Bus ride, hilarious. They're so
which prescient. She would go
right.
on to be the
Speed
star of
thing.
Speed,
right, yeah.
which was a bus thing, and that was 4 years later.
Mm. Wow. Selena Gomez is working on the new Working Girl.
Oh, look at that.
We do. Yeah. Mm.
Mm. The fast food chain Popeyes isn't named after the cartoon character.
Oh.
It's named after Gene Hackman's character Popeye Doyle in the movie The French Connection.
So Popeye's like a name? I thought that was just made up for because the guy was, you know, got an eye popping out of his head.
Honestly, I had to look it up, The French Connection, and I went, I don't think I saw that. I'm a Hackman fan. I'm
That's
familiar with the
movie,
name.
Though.
It's not yeah. that old, though.
How old?
It's color.
He's old-ish. I mean, you know, he's always sort of looked like that. The French Connection.
Anyway.
I feel like
that was a huge movie, so
yeah,
I think
well,
I need to watch it.
Certainly, right. It's
1971.
One of
there you go.
Oh, boy. Is Gene Hackman dead?
I don't remember hearing that. I don't think he works
he'd
anymore.
He'd have to be old, right? Yeah,
he'd have to be in his 80s. Have to be.
Was he in No Country for Old Men? Doesn't it seem like something he'd be in?
Oh, he's 92.
Oh, but he's still alive.
Good for him. Hmm. Anyway, there's some fast facts for you. More than a third of U.S. teens are on social media almost constantly.
Oh, yeah. But their phone's with them constantly. Why wouldn't they have those apps open and on?
Yeah.
The number of teenagers who say they're chronically online has nearly doubled since 2015. Chronically online. YouTube is the most popular platform among U.S. teens, with 95% of the demographic saying they use that site or mobile app as much as humanly possible.
It's where they get all their TV and all their everything from.
Mm, I know. Even my little daughter wants it.
Yeah.
She's 3. Well, she turns 4 next week or whatever, but still, it's she. YouTube? Yeah? 20 minutes? Huh?
Incredible.
And I get it. Well, I don't get it, actually. I think that, you know, you've got a TV. Watch your TV. There's
nah,
a TV
with
Disney Plus, and you're going to watch people play with dolls. But that's what she watches. Mm. She watches these characters and the little girls who play, and they're just bouncing around and doing the voices of these dolls. And
yeah.
She loves it.
Mm. Riley and Sean were all about it.
I refuse.
Back when I knew them.
You don't let Cameron have it at all?
I don't.
Good for you. You're the best dad in America.
Well, I mean, like on a trip, maybe I'll let her watch it on my phone and use the guided access. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It has a time limit. And it just shuts off by itself.
We do, yeah, yeah, I do
great.
That every day.
But
or
now,
whenever I give it to her.
It's only the TV in the living room. And if the iPad's on, she's playing some sort of kid game.
Oh, like
Not
a math
YouTube.
Game? Or
yeah, some sort of
wow.
learning game.
Wow.
I try.
It's good.
I can't believe that Edie's going to be 4 and Cameron's going to be 5 this in the next couple months. I mean,
boom.
It's unbelievable how fast the last 5 years.
And he's starting it over.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Way to go, buddy.
Me too.
Crazy.
Anyway, I think that's just that the wording here that this many teens, almost half U.S. teens are reported there online constantly.
Yeah.
That's the word, constantly online. It's a huge jump from the last time this study was done in 2015. So social media, which includes YouTube, has just become...
where it's at.
All day, every day. And they barely mention Facebook. Like, well, I don't know.
I'm never on Facebook anymore. Just the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. So I'm always on there looking at things.
Is that right?
Nope.
Okay. I thought this was fun.
All right.
Ish. It's a little racy for this time of morning, but I'll be very careful with it.
All right.
All right.
People are sharing the most ridiculous responses men had after being asked to wear a condom. These are the responses men actually gave a woman
like
who said...
the excuses for not wearing
yeah.
a condom. Oh, I can't because...
Right. So
I'm allergic to latex.
Can't reach it.
this lady. Well, I've done that. I have done that. Alligator armed it.
There.
Chloe Burns, a 26-year-old nursing student, recently put on. She was talking about modern dating and dealing with these, you know, Tinders and whatever. But she went on to tell the reasons why men have said they can't wear a condom. Aren't you on the pill? Well,
that's not going to stop me from catching whatever you're handing out.
Seriously, most girls don't care. No, sorry, I didn't read that. Seriously? Most girls don't care. That's the response when she said, put on a condom.
You know, the fact that most girls don't care means I care more.
Right. Can't you just take a plan B tomorrow morning?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Men.
They're the worst.
We are the worst. Here's another one. No. This is what a woman is saying. These are the responses she's gotten when she's asked a man to put on a condom. The answer, no. I mean, what do you do then? You go, well, get out.
Well, you have now. Now it's on you. Now it's a yes or no from you. Just pick no.
I've been tested. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. You're good, right? I'm good. You're good. I'm good.
Right. I'm allergic to them.
There is supposedly a real latex,
sure.
But there are, you know, you could use the sheepskin, which all the diseases can get through. So
that's this is what someone said to this lady when she said, I need you to put on a condom. I'll go find someone else then.
Okay, off you go. Off you flippin' go.
How about if you roll over?
Oh, well, there's an idea.
Well, I guess you can't get pregnant there. I mean, no, good job. Way to go.
That is the thing now.
I'm too big for those.
Oh, this guy. I brought all the sizes.
And then there, with that, this was a comment someone made on her post on TikTok, which has now gone viral about all the reasons guys have given her for not wanting to wear a condom. Look at the picture. It's an entire fist. It's a whole arm. In a condom.
You're not too big for
You're
that.
You're not. You can definitely make that work. Stop it.
Yeah, they're stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, I never have and never will. As in, that's the response to, will you please put one of these on? Never have and never will.
Well, I never have and never will bone you then.
I can't feel anything with one of those. Don't you trust me?
I literally just met you. On Tinder. I don't trust you.
Oh, well, that's going to kill the mood.
For you. That's hilarious.
I've never been asked that before. That's how a guy responds to being asked to do that. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go.
Those are all just reasons to always insist.
Yeah. And yet.
Don't let your horniness make you make that mistake.
In your own history, everybody has to look in the mirror and go,
absolutely. There are plenty of times when I just didn't. And I didn't ask for it either.
I do not have perfect attendance, do I? Mm-mm. No. We don't. Four and five of us have quit a job before. Here are the top reasons. Bad boss, bad management, number one. Didn't pay enough, number two.
Sure.
I got a better job offer.
Okay.
That's great. My schedule or working conditions sucked. Mm. When I see these things, Dibs came on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was it this time of the day when I was in?
About 7:30.
When Dibs was in here, we kind of geeked out on radio wars, you know, the things we've been through, the firings.
I paid more dues than you. I was fired.
I don't even see it like that. I just, once you start talking with people, you realize, oh God, we all have the same problem. Mm-hmm. A, we're addicted to this job. And B, we'll let them treat us any possible way and keep coming back.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us?
I know.
Gluttons for punishment.
You just get fired. You got a 6-month-old baby. You get fired. And you're like, I got to find another radio. I'll be traffic. Sure. Yeah. Will I be on the radio? Because I'm doing it.
Ah, God. It's unbelievable.
You get bitten. Mm-hmm. You can't stop. And you shouldn't.
No. And you absolutely not.
Yeah. A lot of people get priced out of it. Like, you got to be poor for a while when you're in radio.
Mm. Yeah.
People are like, I can't make my car payment or my rent or any. I can't feed myself. I have no toilet paper. Can't go to the store. I'm in radio.
But you're into it.
Love it. Every minute Love of it.
Nobody needs to pep talk you, right? You're ready to go.
Yep.
Right.
There like that's go. The, this. What are you doing?
Yeah, turn me on. Where do I plug in? Right. Let's do this. It's kind of sad, but also true. Anyway, back to my story, which is these are reasons why people had to quit a job. Bad work-life balance. Well, there's radio for you.
Mm-hmm.
No room for growth. I was burned out on the work. I retired. Well, all right. That's awesome. A good one.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
I hope I retire and don't just get canned. It'd be nice to retire.
Yeah, I mean, I've already sort of, in my head, looked at it, and the missus has a gig, so something happens. All right. I guess I'm doing school drop-offs.
I like it, you know?
I'm going to have Dark Side of the Moon jamming while I make Woo! The drop-offs, but whatever. Oh, this is the houseplant one. In a poll on houseplants, a third of people say they have zero houseplants. I don't care about houseplants, do you?
I do like to have houseplants, but I currently don't have any. And because I feel like I have a huge garden. Do you have any houseplants?
I don't. Not inside, no.
Yeah. Well, would you count your certain plants that you grow as we grew them in
they're,
the house?
They're outdoor.
Yeah, but you,
I started them in the house, yeah. As a
Those don't count. That's
no,
like
because they end up outdoor. Yeah, yeah, they're just like seedlings. Mm. Exactly.
Got any houseplants, Alice?
I don't. Yeah. I don't have any houseplants, yeah.
That's, I always feel so bad for them because they want to be outside, like in the sun.
Mm. Houseplants want to be outside in the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I know that we have some fake house plants.
Oh,
those
do?
Are thriving. Yes,
oh,
we've had
good,
those
good.
Since.
You
she had those.
Those.
She
you
had
those
when we got together. They were in her San Jose house,
mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of things where you go, well, we don't need those. What do you mean? We don't need these. These are coming with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That and the cup of straws or sticks.
The cup of sticks is still in my house.
So your wife was like, "Yes, that." Because that got put into your house by a designer.
Oh, the cup of sticks.
Yeah.
Yes. No, she took it. In fact, I'll tell you how that went. I was saying, I don't need this cup of sticks. And Yuzette went, I'll take them. And then I went home and Christina went, no, we want those. I want that where it is. What do you mean you gave them away? And then I was like, Yuzette, I'm sorry.
Your corner is going to continue.
I can't.
Be empty.
You know,
you
if there's
your own cup of sticks.
I don't know if they still. I think those were from IKEA or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still sell a
get
cup
a vase
of sticks.
I'm
but
sure get some
they
bamboo
do.
Poles and you're all set. You get your own cup of sticks.
I'll buy you another. Yikes! How's that?
That's funny.
She went. No, I don't. What?
Don't give away the cup of sticks.
Anyway, I'm surprised that you don't have houseplants.
I do sometimes, but
you kill them.
I do.
Oh,
well
look at that.
I don't have good luck with orchids, so you get one of those. I had a money plant for years.
Oh, there's a cup of sticks.
That's
how'd
IKEA.
You?
Oh, there it is.
And they still have it?
Mm-hmm.
There, and that's the exact one, huh? It's more like a fan of sticks. It's a big, tall glass vase, see-through, and the sticks are all bound together, and they look like willow sticks or
that's
something.
That's been in my house for 10 years.
Is it just full of dust?
I don't.
You don't examine it.
I want to give it away. I was trying to get it out of my house when it was captured and brought back.
That's really pretty.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. Well, you should buy a cup of sticks then.
IKEA's
I have
a got vase
them.
With one stick that comes out of it that sits near my TV.
Did you just look up cup of sticks?
Yeah,
or did you look?
I put cup of sticks IKEA.
And got
and
it.
There it is. Boom.
Uh-huh. Well, that's in my house and has been for 10 years. Or more. Anyway.
More.
25% of people say there's either no chance or very unlikely that this plant's going to make it 6 months. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's the reason for.
And then they just look bad and you feel bad. And you don't want to throw it out because it's a living thing. And you're just like, this thing sucks. And it drops crap everywhere. And then the water sometimes gets on the floor.
I think we're too busy for that nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion on it anyway.
Priorities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I live in Las Vegas. We have house plants for the green.
Oh. That makes sense, right? It's like the air. I always think, you know, maybe it's just a mental thing, but I always think the air feels fresher when you have a bunch of plants around.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. 510 says, Bryn, when Vinny says he's happy for you, he means he's happy it isn't him.
Is that true?
I don't know what you're talking about. When did I say that? About the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am happy it's not me. That's for sure.
I think they nailed that one. Yeah.
That is for sure. Oh, by the way, never mind. I
what?
Won't,
what?
Now we want to know, Vin.
What is it?
Okay, I had mentioned the IUD.
Yes.
And that it had moved within its positioning, and then it was hurting me. And someone wrote in and was like, oh, is Vinny bragging that he's huge? No, the thing had moved. It was in the path.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bragging. There's nothing to brag about. I'm painfully average.
Oh,
but anyway, the thing had moved, and they move. I guess you gotta, that thing can move. I don't know if it's dance so moves. That
it's just huge, over the top.
What?
Is that?
I don't know. You said it.
Jeez Louise.
Facebook is dead. It's for old people now, says 510. Well, you're not wrong there, I guess.
Well, don't worry. They've got Instagram.
Where is I? Oh, Vin, where is I accidentally took acid or I blew up the vacuum on that list? It's not on the list. It's on my list. But anyway.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.